only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey, doggy.
My tooth.
Yeehaw.
Hey.
Hey.
One tooth.
Good morning. 8:52.
Why is it when one person has one tooth in their mouth, one tooth left, it's always like 4 inches long?
It's that big
huge.
Tooth. It's because their gums are rotted away. That's why.
Is that what's going on?
So one tooth just hanging on for dear life. Yeah.
One long horse tooth, man.
That's my biting tooth. That's my corn tooth.
Right, we know there. It's your biting tooth because it's the only tooth that's
my,
in your head.
That's my digging tooth. When I got to dig, I use that tooth.
At that point, don't you just yank it out and just either gum everything for the rest of your life?
No, that's one less tooth you got to put on the dentures right there, so you're fine, man. Hold on to it. Yep.
Get some chiclets or something, man.
Yeah, just right there. Just do carves. I want to see some guy do it, you know, George Washington style, right? Just get you lose all your teeth. They're all just garbage gum.
Just wooden teeth.
Get out there and whittle out some teeth. I've been practicing my whittling. I could probably do some nice ones.
Yeah, you have been whittling some wood lately. I bet you could fashion up some nice dentures.
Yeah.
Hey, question. Veneers, right? That's what they call them, veneers?
Yeah.
Why do they come from, like, the mouth of Shaq? like, why are all veneers, like, you could tell when somebody has veneers. I've seen really good ones, but most of the time it's like, dude, you have a mouthful of teeth.
Dude, teeth aren't cheap, man. You get those, like, the dentures and the new, and, like, veneers and everything.
You want them as big and as wide as you can get.
I mean, it's just, if you're paying the price, at least then you got some you can chip away at, you know, as you're grinding them down. You know, you got more tooth to lose.
There's a friend of the family, dude. And every time I see him, I'm like, man, dude, every time this guy smiles, dude, like, the room lightens up a little bit.
Yeah. Put some LED lights in the back of him.
Dude, seriously, man. He's got some white. He went just a little tad overboard, but.
Yeah, yeah. And then that, and then you get that spray tan, too, and it's just, I mean.
Spray tan on top of it. Yeah. When Gary Busey is like, damn. You know, like,
some big old shiny teeth.
Those are big teeth, man.
You look like Neapolitan ice cream, you know, and the different shades in there. I don't know. It's just something about it. You know, eventually when I get all my teeth yanked, I'm working on it. I got another one I got to get pulled here. So
what's more noticeable? When somebody gets brand new teeth the next day and they show up and you're like, damn, you grew some teeth overnight. Or the wig when somebody shows up with a full head of hair.
I think the wig. I think that's what it is. Or
the wig is so drastic. It's
or
such a change.
Boob job. Fresh boob job.
See, I don't think anybody really like, everybody like compliments the boob job is out in the open.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're supposed to talk about it. You know, it's noticeable. And
point
I think
of pride,
women, they want you to talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas a guy with the wig, he's like trying to, like, he's trying to lie to you a little bit, you know? Like,
if I ever get to that point, I'm just going to find the most atrocious, like, off, like jet black Brillo pad, and I'm going to have that. Like, it's not even.
Go
like,
from bald to Steven Seagal in 4 hours.
And I mean, full, maybe even get one with a ponytail. Do they do wigs with, rat tails? If I could do a wig with a rat tail, like, that's like a full-on mullet Joe Dirt style. Yeah, for sure.
I've seen videos now. They have some now wigs that, dude, you cannot tell.
No.
They put it on, you're like, whoa, dude.
It's real.
Did you scalp somebody and just.
That's real horse hair. That's real horse hair up there, believe it or not. Yep.
Anyway, how did we get on that?
I don't know. We were talking about our digging tooth, our one good digging tooth. Use that for digging. Anyway, no, we got to do dumb vocabulary, God's sake.
There's a guy that used to come to my dad's shop who had the one digging tooth. One tooth. And, you know, it has dead center, too. It wasn't.
That's a good digging tooth. It moved its way over.
You know, we called them, as kids, we called them snags.
Snags?
We just thought he'd get it snagged on everything.
Watch out. It snags and bites you into that, man. He hits that carotid. He gets that carotid artery. You're done, son. You're done. All right, we have to move on. It's time for your dumb vocabulary, for God's sakes.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Medleaf Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can. Nabis with Medleaf. Weed.
Pop.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. Oh, see, you know what? I do have one. I got one. I'm going to tell you a little story about this. Ram tube.
A ram tube.
Ram tube.
Ramrod. Ramrod. I got a ramrod. You got a ram tube.
Ram tube.
Ram tube. It's a vagina. A girl's, you know.
Actually, I was going to say it's a nickname for the penis, but I guess it works either way.
The ram tube?
Yeah, because it's a
no,
tube.
No, see, the tube is hollow. See, you're wrong. The ram rod is the guy. Ram rod.
So you need the you need the tube and the rod. Ah, okay. You know what? You're right. Okay.
I am right.
I'll give you that. That's so ram tube will go with that. But let me bring you into how I came into this. So this past weekend, we were camping. And
you got a story?
I do have a story. It was pretty good. So we were out fishing. So engineer Terry introduced me to a friend of his, Steve. And Steve took us out over on Eagle Lake, and we were doing some fishing, right?
Nice,
and
nice.
At one point, Steve's got a hell of a setup, man. So Terry and I and Steve were all catching fish, just having a good time. Well, I took a look at the rod holders that Steve had on his boat, and I lean over to engineer Terry. I'm like, hey, Terry, you know these rod holders got the same name as my nickname from a penis. And, of course, I had just met Steve. Like, he doesn't know how I am at this point.
I'm going to break the ice,
and,
dude. You're
and Terry's like, only you would think of that, Brock. And I said, I know. That's right. So, but you're right,
we're
though,
out
Hunter.
Out here fishing, having a good time, and you just got to bring up sex somehow.
At some point while fishing.
Got to make the trip awkward, that's for
but
sure.
I like your definition better, so we'll go with that. So, yeah, it's a female privates. It's the ram tube.
Yeah, and ram rod is, yes. The, you know.
And you bring them together, ram tube rod, ram rod tube.
Right, and you have little ram babies.
This one petered off real quick. I did figuratively and literally. That is your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.